Good afternoon, I'm Tatiana Anhold, and I'm talking to Ralf Chami, Assistant Director at the Institute for Capacity Development of the IMF, as well as to Conall Follenkamp, Professor at Duke University. Gentlemen, you just finished the course on mortgage markets and financial stability here at the JVI. What was the focus of it?
Thank you, Tatiana. If we think about the financial crisis back in the 2008, and we find that mortgage markets played a big role in how this crisis was initiated, and how it actually propagated, be it in the U.S., in Europe, and other markets. So our focus, one of the focus, is not only looking at the mortgage market development itself, but how actually it plays in terms of propagating the crisis within a country or across countries. So there's a financial stability aspect to this. So we look at the issue of development, we look at the issue of financial stability related as it relates to mortgage markets, we look at the instruments that are involved, and we also look at the regulation and the regulatory framework in which the mortgage markets operate.
And who is the target audience for this course?
Well, there are three groups we're really targeting for this course. One is a group of officials who have the responsibility for financial stability in their countries. Another group are people who have responsibility for mortgage markets and related instruments in those mortgage markets, including people who have responsibility for drafting legislation about mortgage markets. And finally, we're also targeting bank supervisors and regulators, because banks are also very important in mortgage markets, not only in this region, but all over the world.
What do you think participants should expect to take away from your course?
Some of the main takeaways is that how these markets are funded seems to matter quite a bit. And once one understands that, then the tools that you bring to bear to deal with these markets, whether you're organizing them with a view towards developing them, or you're trying to anticipate issues that relate to crises or financial stability, that actually helps you in identifying which tools from the toolbox that regulator seems to have. And there, also the toolbox itself has to be expanded, not only to have and include the fiscal and the monetary tools, which are standard tools, but they should be augmented with macroprudential and microprudential tools.
Well, many thanks for this interview, and we know that your courses are very popular among participants at the JVI, so we wish you further success, and hope to see you very soon back at the JVI.
Thank you, Tatiana.